Among the good things Mel Allen encouraged us to remember in his article is the dedication of Dr. David King. He's a trauma surgeon at Mass General Hospital and veteran of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Dr. King was heading home after finishing the marathon himself when he heard news of the blasts and immediately turned around and headed into the chaos to treat the victims. Here he is sharing his story with the WBUR Oral History Project.
In front of the hospital, it looked the same as any other day, not particularly crowded, not particularly empty. Walked into the trauma center in the emergency department. The first wave of patients had arrived. There were only five or six or something like that. But the curtains were open to the trauma bays, and I could see two or three of them. And that was the moment that I knew it wasn't a kitchen fire or a manhole explosion or something like that. It was clearly some kind of improvised explosive device. It was a pattern of injury that I could see from 20 feet away that I had seen 1,000 times in Iraq and Afghanistan. And within about 2 or 3 minutes of arriving in the emergency room, I was taking one of the first patients to the operating room. Our decade of war experience has taught us a lot of lessons that now have largely become standard of care. In the past, we used to perform one big, long operation that fixed everything that was wrong with them. We recognize now that that's probably not the right approach. Instead, what we do, the first operation is meant to just stop bleeding and control infection, usually a very short operation. Then we send those patients back to the intensive care unit for a day or two, and we bring them back to the operating room, and we do a little bit more, and they go back to the ICU and so on. You know, some patients recovering faster than others, some patients taking months before they would discharge from the hospital. Certainly one of the highlights of our week at Mass General was President Obama's visit. Some might argue that having a presidential visit could be a distraction in the middle of trying to manage all of these casualties and their multiple trips to the operating room, but it did fairly remarkable things for their psychological outcomes and their coping. You know, this occurred on Thursday. The bombing was Monday. I'd seen all these patients every day, several times a day, all week long. And, you know, I can think of individual patients who honestly hadn't cracked a smile all week, who were beaming from earlobe to earlobe.
That marathon reflection was produced by Kelly Horan for the WBUR Oral History Project in collaboration with Northeastern University's Our Marathon, Boston Bombing Digital Archive. Oral historian Jane Guberman conducted the King interview. You'll find links to browse through and listen to a number of other firsthand stories from the archives at wordofmouthradio.org.